Hi there. Welcome back to lesson five, the complete intuitive survival course. Okay, we're almost done. We have one lesson after this one, and I think this is a pretty important lesson. The reason why I think this is important, because this lesson is all about how to use your intuition to tell you who to trust and who not to. When it comes to survival, if things were to go south and if something drastic happened and we were living in a time where we were in a 911 situation, I think it's really, really, really important to know who to trust and who not to trust. We have to know this information because we need to know who's coming to our home. Who do we vote for? Who do we put our faith into? Who do we believe in? Who do we let lead us or guide us? And if we have these false people and people that come into our lives to try and sell us things or tell us things or show us things or sway us things, what are their intentions? Are they about themselves? Are they about the greater good of humanity? Are they about making sure that we're safe and looking after us? Is it one-sided, double-sided? You know, all this and above. Let's start with talking about what does it mean to be clairsentient? Now, some of you listening to this might know what the clairs are. There are several different clairs, and that's how we are able to communicate with spirit on the other side. So there's a lot of people who might, you know, say, well, I'm intuitive, but I don't really know what that means. Well, the term clairsentience actually comes from 17th century French word, which is clair, which means clear. And sentience, which means feeling. So if you put them there together, it's clairsentience, which means clear feeling. And in spiritual and metaphysical circles around the world, you'll hear this word used often. Someone being clairsentient has the ability to sense other people's emotions and to really be able to pick up on their energetic vibration. This is exactly what you would use to be knowing and feeling if you can trust someone. So before you get a little bit confused, and we could easily fall down a rabbit hole of me trying to explain different intuitive personalities and getting really in depth about this, but I just want to stick with talking about clairsentient. So let's start with a term that a lot of you might have heard, which is empathic. And so an empath is someone who senses and feels the emotions and energies of other people, animals, and being. It sounds similar to clairsentience, but as it turns out, clairsentients tend to be empaths, they're very similar, but they're empaths whose intuition reaches a higher level. So if you're empathic, you can pick up on other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But if you're clairsentient, it's a little bit more than that. So clairvoyants see things, and claircognians know things, clairaudients hear things, and clairsentients feel things. So those are the clairs, and you might want to do some more research on that. But I want to really focus on clairsentient because that's exactly what you're going to be using to tell if you can trust someone or not. So what are the signs if you're a clairsentient being? Well, there are several signs that you can look at, and I would describe them to people as saying, listen, you may have some of these, but if you're listening to this and you have all of these, then you're definitely a clairsentient being. You get overwhelmed in crowds. You use phrases like, I feel or I sense that. You love being in nature and it recharges you. Feels like you feel so much good. You feel reinvigorated. You feel anxiety when you handle older items, when you go to thrift stores and you pick up something that's older. Your gut is your guide and you're guided that way. You're a great listener because you empathize with others really well. And you often get goosebumps or chills for no reason. And some people might label you as being oversensitive or too emotional at times. You're very good at reading between the lines. And you feel uncomfortable or even physically ill around a dark energy. So if that's not you and you didn't agree with any of that, then well, you may be empathic. Or what you may need to do is tune into your intuition in a different way to learning about how you can trust someone or not. I have a feeling that if you're taking this course right now, you probably said yes to all of those things. Clairsentient is very similar to a sixth sense, this inner knowing. You have this feeling about things, but most times you might not be able to trust that feeling. You might not be able to believe in that feeling. And what's really important for you is that knowing that your clairsentience is never going to steer you wrong, and trusting that will allow you to be able to move away from the people who don't resonate with you in a times where you need to be in survival mode, and protect yourself and your family. So if you're listening to this, what does clairsentience feel like? It feels like a sickness that is in the pit of your stomach. Or it can feel like a fluttering heartbeat. It can feel like a racing mind. It can feel like sweaty palms and anxiety. I don't know why I feel that way when I'm around this person. I don't know why I feel that way. Everything about them seems nice and kind, but I just get this off feeling. I want you to look back in your life to some people that you may have encountered. There's one couple in particular that came to buy a horse from us, and I immediately got that feeling. Unfortunately, I didn't trust it because everything in front of me looked so kind and nice, and it was just so pleasant. And I thought, geez, you are really being critical. Like, what's wrong with you? And lots of times, intuitives and clairsentience and empaths will beat ourselves up because what we're looking at in front of us doesn't look like a duck. Though they know the saying, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, acts like a duck, that's a tough call. Because when you're looking at something and it doesn't look or sound or feel like that, but there's a feeling inside, you're like, I am sure that there's a duck in there somewhere. Then you have to trust that, especially when it comes to 911 survival things. Knowing who to trust and where to trust is going to be crucial when you're in a crisis situation. You have to know which way to navigate yourself and your family. And by knowing which way to navigate yourself and your family, it's about being open to listening to spirit and the spirit and the divine spirit that's within you. So how do you do that? With trust. And trust is a two-way street. It means having a relationship with the person that you want to trust, but it also means having a relationship with yourself. So a lot of people that can't trust others, it's because they can't trust themselves and vice versa. A lot of people who trust everybody, oh, I'll trust you and you and you, and sure, you'll help me. It's because they don't trust themselves to make a decision. So they give it away and they give all that vulnerability to someone else. Mm-mm. You have to trust yourself to know how to be discerning and to know how to make these decisions. You know, some other ways when you feel like you've met someone or you're around someone that just doesn't vibe in your energy is that you'll start to feel really anxious around them. You start to feel like you're having a bit of anxiety, and you might not know why, because again, you're thinking, I don't understand this because I've always liked this person or I've always felt safe around this person. But those are signs of a trust deficit. A trust deficit is when maybe that person's morals, values, or beliefs have changed. Maybe you were always good around them, but something in them changed. You know, there's a darkness that can come into anyone at any time for any reason. Just because someone was one way prior to you having a business together doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be that way when it comes to business. And one of the things that we always do is we all want to trust people who have a calm manner. We avoid people who yell and scream and we move away from them. But the truth is that it's not about whether they're calm or someone who's erratic. Trusting someone has to come from something within you. So if you see someone who's very passionate about something, say you're looking at a protester and they're yelling and screaming and they're very passionate about something, and you think, I don't trust that person because they look irrational, but I trust this other person that seems very calm. Let's go back to the times of First Nations people and white people. You know, it might have appeared to them that the First Nations people were very erratic and very outspoken and very wild with their anger for what was happening to them. And the white people might have looked very calm and subdued and relaxed, like they had it all together and they'd figured it out. I'm sorry. Empathically, and I think we can look back and see, It was clearly the people with the ill intentions were the calmer race. The people who were just passionate about wanting to stay alive and live off the land and be who they are were the First Nations people. So you have to remember that just because of what you see in front of you, please trust your gut. Please remember that this is more than what meets the eye. But while we're focusing on trusting and using clairsentience, which is connecting with your inner gut or that awareness and all the feelings that you might get connected to, hey, 911, spirit wants me to move away from this, you also have to lay a really strong protection outside your home. So I want to talk about our homes because cleansing right now is like this huge thing and everybody's cleansing and it's suddenly cool to have, you know, sage in your office and to cleanse and everyone's sort of picking up on this, but it's something that has been used for centuries. And it's something that they have been using since long before, like ancient texts talk about smudging and the burning of herbs and incense. And that's one way that you can lay down a protective barrier in your home. I smudge my entire property at least 3 times a year. I go along with sage and a flower and I smudge and I cleanse and I remove anything from my animals, from my property, from all the buildings on my home. And usually you would begin a smudge by doing a ritual meditation, just being still and quiet. And then when you're ready, you would choose whether it's a spray or whether it's a burn smudge, and you would go around and you would smudge the property. But the other thing that I do is I place a salt barrier all around my property. I lay salt down. I make sure, because salt is the most protective mineral that we have. They wrote about it in the Bible and even religious texts before then. It comes from the earth. So you want to talk about crystals and herbs and healing. Salt is definitely something that you could lay down at your door, salt all the windows of your home to ensure that your home is always protected. You need to make sure that you also use your protection crystals. There's tons of crystals like black tourmaline and hematite and onyx and smoky quartz. They can be placed all around your property and inside your home, inside your vehicles, inside your barns, inside your garages. Crystals need to be cleansed, which they can be cleansed in salt water or in the moon. They can be cleansed by burying them into the earth. They can be smudged. There are several ways to use crystals and use them as laying down a protection. And this is going to be really important, especially when it comes to survival. You know, there are things that are important to me and I'll make sure that I'll have food and water, but I am not leaving without my crystals. Same thing with oils. Dried herbs, if they're not your thing, you can definitely connect with essential oil blends. They can become room sprays or diffusers. They can be used in your bath. Lavender is a great essential oil for calming and de-stressing, but peppermint and lemon and rosemary are great for purifying and energizing. And instead of white salt, you might think about using Himalayan sea salt. Before we end this lesson, I'm going to give you one more tip that I do. So we'll plan a spring and a fall fire. And during those fires, my family will all be around and we'll be connecting and we'll be, you know, having a wonderful time and sharing a lot of love and family time. I don't invite anyone to the fire who I think is questionable or who might not fit or sync with the energy of my family. The next day, when the charcoals are all out, I will go and I will take a big bowl of salt, white salt. And I usually use a sea salt, so it's a little bit thicker. And then I'll take some of the charcoal from the fire. I'll sprinkle it all over the top. I'll put it all together. I don't mash it or crush it. I just stir it all in so that my white salt turns black. I use the energy from the fire pit and my family, the love, the vibration, everything that was put into the fire the evening before, and I place that into my salt and I protect my home all year round with that. All in the spring, I use it all summer. And then in the fall, I'll have another fire and I'll use it for the winter. I place it outside my door. I place it all around the property. I place it at the end of the driveways. And when I'm sprinkling and laying the salt out, I'm continually saying to myself, my home is guarded, protected, and always and in all times. Whether Some people think it's witchy or it's odd. It's what they did. It was so normal to lay protection salt down back in the day. It was like the world is made up of energy. We have to be mindful of those energies. Unfortunately, churches and biblical religion moved us away from understanding energy. It became a person that was in power, a person who is making all the rules and the rights to things. You see, energy is what we're here. This is what this world is about. The energy of humans, but also the energy of plants and animals and nature. The energy of emotions and feelings can be felt across the globe. If you ever needed to black salt your home and smudge things, now is definitely the time. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. We've got one more lesson to go.